Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 21st of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low expected just south of Iceland, 995, by midnight tonight. High Fair Isle, 1022, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers later, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Cyclonic, becoming southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, backing south later, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic, becoming west or southwest, 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches at times, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, south 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. South 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery in Malin. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey. East veering west or southwest later 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery in Hebrides. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. East or southeast 4 to 6, veering south 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery in Fair Isle. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. And southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in the west, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. South-southeast 3, 8 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway. East 2, 12 miles, 1016, falling. Lerwick. Northwest 1, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lucas. East by north 3, 7 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southeast by south 1, 1019, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east southeast 4, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, southeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east southeast 3, 5 miles, 1016. Scilly Automatic, northwest 1, mist, 3 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 2, 12 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northeast 2, 8 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Malin Head, northeast 1, 13 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: high pressure in the east will continue to move away as an area of low pressure gradually approaches from the west. This will bring more unsettled conditions with showers developing, these turning thundery in places. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: cyclonic, becoming south or southeast, veering southwest later 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: south or southeast, veering southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point: south or southeast, veering west later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland: easterly or southeasterly, veering westerly later 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor later. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill: easterly or southeasterly, veering westerly or southwesterly later 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: east or southeast, veering west or southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers and fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers and fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in the north. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest later 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later in the north. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in the north. The Isle of Man: east or southeast, veering south or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 3 to 5 later. Fog patches, showers, fair later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough: south or southeast, veering southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches for a time in the east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the east. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel: southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, fog patches later in the south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in the south. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles: variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate later. And that's the end of the Shipping Bulletin. Now, as we celebrate 55 years of Prayer for the Day on Radio 4, here's Alison Jack with a sound that inspires her.
Good morning. When it's early and you're running alone on the pavement of the path, and if the wind isn't whipping past your ears, all you can hear is the sound of your breathing and each foot hitting the ground. It's an external sound, but also a sound you can feel in your own body, rising up through your feet, through your legs and torso, and into your ears. The beat is regular, but the sound varies as the terrain changes from tarmac to grassy path, soft earth or stony ground. I'm a New Testament scholar, and the sound might make me think of the Apostle Paul's image of life as a race to be run, every sinew stretched and disciplined to reach the goal of eternity. But mostly, I think of very little. Emptying the mind of distractions, allowing the feeling of flow to be marked by each rhythmic footstep. The enjoyment of movement and fresh air, a chance to be present in the moment. As I near home, there's a digital road sign that flashes if an oncoming car is going faster than the 20 miles per hour limit. And it tickles me to imagine it might one day flash at me as I canter past. My footsteps are the metronomic counters of an experience that offers such moments of delight as well as challenge, integrating body with soul, mind with spirit. They remind me I'm fully embodied, but also part of something beyond me, which I can only fully appreciate when my inner voice is silent and my feet are pounding God's good earth. Living God, may we find stillness in movement and peace in pace, when the mind and the body beat in time with each other. Amen.
And there she goes. Prayer for the day with Alison Jack of Edinburgh University's School of Divinity. Now on Radio 4, we revisit our developmental series Child. India Rackerson examines what attachment looks like when it comes to parenting.
In the mid-1960s, developmental psychologist Mary Ainsworth was becoming increasingly interested in a theory developed by her former colleague John Bowlby. She wanted to find a way to take a closer look at this still quite amorphous idea. And so,